This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Happy April Fool's Day to everybody, but that's not all that's going on today. And by the way, I'd like to welcome you to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and of course the Tampa Bay Rays, who start playing baseball today, opening day, down in Miami. Now, we're also broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody working on the third watch right now. Thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Also, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We've had a number of followers go in there this week, and we appreciate that. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and take advantage of the things we have over there. Well, all the way from California, IA, we have got the one, the only, the informative and definitive Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those last two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, today is April Fool's Day, right?
That's right.
It's also
on two, on three.
You ready?
Yep.
Out to the ball game. Out to the crowd. Oh, yeah.
Find me some cracker than Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if we'll ever get back for its root. Root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. Oh, it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old all righty. Man, I love it. I love it because baseball, when it starts, man, just give me the television.
That's right.
And when I get a chance to go to see the games, I'll go to see the games. Well, now that we ruined everybody's eardrums, let's go to the phone line because we have the unelected mayor of Clearwater on the phone. Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Kyle, there was a headline that came across my phone, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised, but at the same time, I was shocked. Apparently, and I only perused the article because I was in a hurry and I didn't really have time to look at it, which I should have done later. Apparently, a group that represents undocumented immigrants vehemently opposed the renaming of an elementary school in Chicago for Barack Obama, apparently.
Or Michelle Obama.
Right. They said that the Obamas didn't represent their interests. They were oppressors, and on it went. So, Kyle, I think there's a fracturing. I remember looking at that, and I'm like, well, at least somebody has their head on straight. So I think we're that might be the beginnings of a revolt, or the extreme radical Democrats maybe running into some problems with their agenda. Well, what do you think, Kyle? And thank you so much.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very interesting development, to say the least. Yeah, when people come out and say the Obamas didn't represent the undocumented community, basically is what they're saying. So
yeah, and they were talking about neither Barack nor Michelle. They did not want either one of their names on that school.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they're talking about the idea that there were so many deportations.
Yes, exactly.
Under Obama. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go right straight to the chase. President Biden announced his huge $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan today in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with major corporate tax increases. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce right away came out and said it's going to cost 150,000 union jobs right off the bat. Now, I posted something on Facebook, and if you guys want to like it or share it, go over to my page, Captain Matt Bruce, and you'll see it. Here's what it said, Kyle. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again, Stumbling Joe, for seeing to it that every American will pay more for everything they purchase. Enjoy it while you can, because you're going to lose your Democratic majority in the House and the Senate come 2022. The American people will not stand for what's going on right now. Mark my words, we, the people, will remember in November. Pretty plain, pretty simple, and directly to the point.
Absolutely, Captain. To say that the Democrats are going to bridge too far is really an understatement. They could have gotten through a lot of what they would want on their own agenda, and they could have done it perhaps as President Unity would have come in and tried to get everybody to work together for the good of the nation, et cetera. But they didn't do that. They've actually gone the opposite of that, and I think they're going to really feel that at the ballot box for sure in 22.
Now, you heard me call him Stumbling Joe, right?
Oh, yes.
That was in regards to what we saw today as he was slowly walking up the steps in the rain on the stairway to Air Force One. He got up about two-thirds of the way up there, and he visibly stumbled, and you could see it. Only this time he didn't fall down like he did before, but he visibly stumbled. It was obvious for everyone to see. Folks, we got a problem in America. It's called a senile president who is dwindling fast. All right, Kyle, hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, no how.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And you bet I will, Mr. Kyle Warren. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And I take their product religiously a couple of times a day. It does work for me. For the most part, I'd say 95% of the problem that I have is gone when I have the swelling and inflammation in my left ankle and leg. And then the pain that I have that goes right up my leg, right into my back, which the product ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, will actually alleviate pain at the source by going right straight to the source and lowering or eliminating pain. Now, the best part is this is 100% drug-free. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is what you need for your body to heal. Now, it also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, comes in convenient individual packets, and it supports healthy joints and muscles and starts the healing process rolling along. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the $19.95 3-week quick start right there. There's also a little video to watch if you want to watch and see how the product is made and what it will do for you. And try it. Now, after 3 weeks, you'll know whether it's going to work or not. And if it works, like the tens of thousands of people that have taken that product, you'll be standing in high cotton. If it doesn't work, you're out $20 and that's it. You move on to something different. So, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain is a website to go to, and all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
Right, Kyle?
That's right.
All right. I caught you sleeping. Okay, here we go. Facebook scrubbed the Laura Trump interview of former President Trump from their platform and threatened penalties against her because you could hear the voice of Donald Trump, who's been banned from Facebook.
Yeah, this is really an interesting kind of development in the sense that, you know, they have thoroughly canceled Donald Trump as far as the Facebook platform is concerned, it would seem. So presumably, if you uploaded or did a video clip or something of President Trump saying, I guess anything, he could have been having a press conference or something like that, I guess they would scrub it. But what, of course, Captain, that really means is that once again they've decided that all the people that voted for Trump and or support the Republican Party, I guess, in this country, they're not going to be relevant. And so what's going to happen next, I think, is that, of course, the president's going to be launching his own social media
within
platform.
2 to 3 weeks.
That's right. And so it's again very, very chilling to believe that for whatever reason the social media platform can simply get rid completely of any notion or the sound of their voice. It's very Orwellian, to say the least.
Well, it is, and there's one other little thing there, folks. If you post a picture of Donald Trump, you're okay, as long as it's not insulting or doesn't say something obscene in it.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah, but again, these algorithms and so forth, I guess, can find all that stuff. And again, it's really quite interesting because news broadcasts will quote Donald Trump. They may quote him saying something in relation to a current story or the border crisis or you know, border policy, that kind of thing. So I don't know. Do they have to be canceled now, too?
Good question. Now, since we talked yesterday and I told people I was going to verify this story, which I did through our friend Andrea Kay, who's on the Salem affiliate out there in San Diego, the White House has been fueling the spin and the outrage over the in-person teaching for migrants. And that outrage is growing because of the fact they found out that California teachers were actually now going down to the border to teach the border kids while the California kids were at home stuck to a computer screen or whatever, and in some cases they weren't even going to school.
Well, right, and I think a lot of the migrant children are in, like, I think San Diego Convention Center or thereabouts. But yeah, it's one or the other. Is it too dangerous to go and teach kids in person, any kids in person?
Well,
let alone kids that have at least 1 in 10 COVID exposure here or something? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
That's not the point of the discussion at the moment. The point is this, folks. I verified the fact that they were, in fact, getting their double salary. Whatever they were getting paid from the school district, they were getting paid the same thing by federal government stimulus money to do the teaching with the border kids. And to me, that's wrong. It's one or the other, not both.
Well, sure. I guess that'd be a double dipping, as it were. But again, the outrage I think that parents feel in the school districts is, again, you know, if you're refusing to come to school to teach kids in the school district, but yet suddenly will go teach migrant children, and that's, you know, and again, I think the U.S. government has some obligation once the children are here. But the idea is that, is it safe or not safe? And for so long, the teachers have not wanted to go back to school because they said it's just not safe to go in person.
Now, the Republicans scored a huge victory yesterday in the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi and Democrat Rita Hart, the challenger from Iowa that lost by 6 votes, dropped her challenge in Iowa to the Republican Miller Meeks, who won that by 6 votes amidst a huge blowback from the Iowa voters that just absolutely were ringing the phone off the hook, which is what you have to do. Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats saying, hey, man, you better not mess with this election.
Well, that's exactly right, because, again, the Congress of the United States for its political purposes, mind you, should not be able to simply set aside the will of the voters in a particular state district. It just smacks of being completely unfair. It's not something that the Congress needs to get involved in. And again, all of the different mechanisms were already adjudicated. They already challenged it. They did this. They did that. And the elections were certified. We have heard that before, Captain. The election was certified, and to go set that aside would be a subjugation of the will of the people of Iowa.
Correct. Now, Professor Jonathan Turley from Georgetown University, who you see on television a lot, who happens to be a Democrat, said that he's confused by the timing of the New York Times report on Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz representing the Panhandle, District Number 1, and the inability to confirm the basic facts of the story that they were reporting on. Now, yesterday, a huge development in this, Representative Gaetz' father provided the email confirming that he's now working with the FBI, named a second person in connection with the alleged extortion plot, and the beat goes on.
Well, that's right. And what Gaetz is saying is that they had been the victims of this extortion plot, but he said he had assurances that he was not the target of any kind of criminal investigation having to do with conduct with young women. But what Jonathan Turley is talking about, and I think he's right, he says it's hard to the idea that the basic facts are not established. It should be able to be established. Did he travel with her? Yes or no? Was she underage? Yes or no? I mean, he says basically these things should be readily apparent at this point. But this, as you said, the beat does go on here, and we'll be monitoring it. Yeah.
Well, I talked to some attorneys that know this attorney in Pensacola, Florida, the former DOJ attorney, and they told me that he is just a real crafty, sly devil that you never really could believe nor trust. Now, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not mentioning any names. Didn't mention the attorney's name. We'll let the news story take care of that by itself. But that's what I found out from some attorneys that I was talking to.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, again, the fact that all this is wrapped up in terms of an extortion case and now these kinds of allegations, and Gaetz, I think, also came out and talked about that he had provided, as he said, for women that he's dated in the past, for air flights and rooms and things like that. So this may get bigger before we see the end of this yet.
Okie dokie. Well, hold that thought, and Ed sent us something from Brandon. I don't know what it is. I'll have to take a look at it during the break. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to be coming right back right after these messages coming right up, and Kathy is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan Wednesday, a package that will cost more than $2 trillion.
It's not a plan that tinkers around the edges. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America, unlike anything we've seen or done since we built the interstate highway system and the space race decades ago. In fact, it's the largest American jobs investment since World War II.
The plan focuses on transportation infrastructure, water system improvements, school construction, and job training. The package would also raise the corporate tax rate to 28% from 21% to pay for the new spending. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he's not likely to support the plan due to the tax increases. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I'm doing just exactly that right now, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. You can go to their website, geico.com, and do one of two things. You can either sign in and ask them for a quote on the car or the truck that you're driving, or maybe it's the motorcycle, the RV, the boat, or the ATV. Or you can find out where your local agent is, and they'll do it for you, whichever you prefer doing. But the main thing is go over there and find out what I found out well over 17 years ago, and that is that they save me money year after year after year after year on my insurance because I check it. I check to make sure I'm getting the best rate I can be getting. And I am, and knock on wood. Let me see. Where's the wood? Here it is. Knock on wood. I do get a very good rate because I'm a safe driver, and I get the 10% safe driving discount every year, and then I got a 15% discount this year, like everybody did because of the COVID pandemic. They gave everybody a 15% discount on their insurance premium, and it came at a good time, too. So go to the website, geico.com, and ask for a quote on the car, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the RV, the ATV, the boat, and if you have a home, they will also give you a cost comparison on the homeowner's insurance. And if you're a renter and have an apartment or a condo, they'll do that too, give you the renter's insurance. Now, the best part is, folks, if you bundle it all together, what they call a bundle, you'll save a boatload of money. And I'm not kidding. You'll save a boatload of money. Just ask anybody that knows what an insurance bundle is, and they've done it before. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, Listen to this. You ready?
Yep.
So we're going to build it back worse. The Biden infrastructure plan was unveiled. About $2.5 trillion worth of Green New Deal wish list is on there, because when you add everything up, that's what it came to. Higher corporate tax rates, which, Kyle, are going to be higher than the tax rate in communist China.
Isn't that something? I think it's 20. It's right now 21, but they want to take it to 28. We're also looking at massive capital gains taxes as well. And President Biden stood there yesterday when he was talking about his infrastructure program and trying again to make everybody believe that, look, it's my rule. There's $400,000, and that's it. And if you don't make $400,000, you're not going to get your taxes raised. Well, really? If that's true, we got a bridge. We can sell you in Brooklyn.
Okay, well, you can do that if you want, but I was thinking more like selling them a bridge that went across the Rio Grande Valley in Albany, New York.
Right. Well, but again, Captain, what we're seeing is that, you know, what the Biden administration wants to put into play here is the idea that somehow, again, corporations are bad and business people are bad, this kind of stuff. But at the same time, everybody's going to be paying a lot more for everything. That's just the way it's going to be.
All right. Now, there's a couple things going on here. First of all, Ed sent us a message letting us know about something that happened in Wisconsin yesterday. Kyle, you verified the story. Tell us what it is.
Well, that's right, Captain. Yes, we were able to find out Associated Press reporting that the Wisconsin Supreme Court has struck down Governor Tony Evers. He's a Democrat governor there in Wisconsin. His statewide mask mandate just yesterday on Wednesday, and that takes away his last remaining, he had mandated before. The conservative court, of course, it ruled 4-3 that he violated the state law by unilaterally issuing the emergency orders that he did, and they went on for many months. They went past the initial 60-day expiration. So this is a very, very big deal to have this struck down in such a way.
Wow. Now, I have another interesting story developing, folks. All I know and all I can tell you is that there's going to be a Donald Trump rally coming soon. Where it's going to be, don't know. I'm assuming it's Florida, since the message I got came from Florida. And the message at the bottom says liberals are now on suicide watch.
Well, we know, and of course, nobody heard this on Facebook because Donald Trump's voice has been scrubbed from Facebook.
This didn't come from Facebook. This came from Parler.
Well, no, I know that, but what I mean to say is that he had had his interview with Laura Trump, where she talked about, you know, wanting to hopefully see rallies again very soon, and I think he was talking about, you know, the possibilities of that. So yes. We will see if that does occur soon here, as we anticipate.
Now, we mentioned briefly about the Democrat Rita Hart and her dropping the challenge in Iowa, but that means a lot more than just the words, because the people sent emails, telegrams, phone numbers. They inundated Nancy Pelosi's office. They inundated all of the Democrats that were in the House of Representatives that were talking about doing this horrible thing, rescinding an election by the people of Iowa. And the best part of it is this was not just a bunch of Republicans that sent out stuff. This was Democrats that said, hey, we had an election. It was fair. It was certified. Leave us alone.
And that is, well, that's very encouraging, for one thing, because, again, the American people will deal with the results of an election. That's what we've done for well over 200 years. But the idea is that when they see someone who is simply grabbing power or using people as pawns or doing that kind of thing, I think we all, regardless if you're Republican, Democrat, or no party preference, or independent, we all bristle at that kind of thing. Because we want a fair playing field, and we're willing to, you know, we can handle the truth kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, Senator Rand Paul, again, called out little Dr. Fauci for wearing multiple masks. He had a mask on underneath his
NIH advertising mask. Did you see that?
Yes, yeah.
He'd been fully vaccinated after the new CDC study came out and said, if you've been vaccinated, you don't need to worry about wearing a mask.
Yes. I mean, again, I guess this is just to be funny, but I guess only in America we keep wearing masks after we have been vaccinated, because the whole concept of vaccination is that you're now not going to get sick or you can't make other people sick. But part of this, Captain, continues on with the politics that have dominated this since day one. And the American people, I think, they want to know the truth, but at the same time, they also want to use some kind of common sense. And Dr. Fauci, unfortunately, this just continues to go on and on and on with basically the same thing. So are we going to be safer or not?
Yeah,
being vaccinated.
And yeah. I just got a direct message from Keith. Keith is up in Minnesota listening to the program. Thanks very much, Keith, for tuning in. He says, did you see Joe Biden stumble again going up the ramp yesterday? Yes, I did. He didn't fall. He just stumbled. It was obvious he stumbled going up the ramp, going very slowly up the ramp because it was raining with an umbrella. And then he got up at the top of the steps and turned around and saluted back down the steps. But and then he also mentioned to me, he says, what's this going to do for our finances with this stimulus plan? Well, here's the deal, Keith. You can thank Stumbling Joe for seeing to it that every American is going to pay more for everything they purchase. Doesn't matter what it is, because even while you think you're getting a savings right now, corporate taxes are going to go up by 7%. So that's 7 cents on 21 cents. That's a 33% increase in corporate taxes. Who do you think is going to pay that difference, Kyle?
Well, the consumer.
Every consumer.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
All the corporations do is pass the tax along to somebody else. They don't pay the tax. They pass it along. So that's a false misnomer when they say, oh, the corporations are going to have to pay a lot more tax. Well, yeah, they are, but they're going to get it back because they're going to raise the price of their product.
Well, of course. In other words, the Democrat Party elite, have traditionally, tried to make us believe that everything's happening in a vacuum. Like, oh, we'll just raise taxes. And you know what? Over 10 years, we're going to raise $6.2 trillion or whatever it is. But it's not happening in a vacuum. They will pass the cost on or find other ways to hide their earnings.
Well, I'm going to say this again, folks. Democrats, enjoy it while you can, because you're going to lose your Democratic majority in the House and the Senate come 2022, the American people are not going to stand for what's going on right now. And mark my words, we the people will remember in November. Mark my words.
Got that right.
Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report will be in full swing. Got a brand new tune for you from a friend of ours, friend of the radio show. I've had the opportunity to meet him before. I'm just going to play it. You can tell me who it is.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Double D Ranch, she and her husband own that. And check them out up in there if you're in Carrollton, Georgia. They got horse riding and they stable horses there. And they're just up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ha out there to all the guys and gals at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Make sure you check them out, because you go in there, tell them that you are listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, talk about them, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Also, become a member of the Drivers Club. And we're going to get started here. This is a brand new song from a friend of the show.
Gosh, right.
And the last time I saw the friend of this show, he was over at MacDill Air Force Base performing over there. And I happened to be there in attendance and also was up doing something. So here we go.
Looks good in them blue jeans, tied on the top with a belly button ring, a little tattoo somewhere in between. She only shows to me. Hey, we're going out dancing, she's ready tonight. So damn good looking, boys, it ain't even right. And when the bartender says for the lady, what's it gonna be? I tell him, man. She ain't wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose down. She can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas. Just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more red and a little more flame. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges girl. Ah, but I like them rough. Baby got a 69 Mustang, four on the floor, and you ought to hear the pipe ring. I jump behind a wheel, and it's away we go. Yeah, I drive too fast, but she don't care. Blue bandana tied all up in her hair, just sitting there, singing every song on the radio. Her turn up her nose and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas. Just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more red and a little more pain.
All righty, Kyle, who was that singer?
I'm not exactly sure, but I like the music very much. Yeah.
It's Toby Keith.
Very
and that's
cool.
Called Whiskey Girl. That's brand new. And he sent me that and told me I could play it on the show. And, the last time I saw him was, like I said, over at McDill. I've been to a number of places where he's either been performing or been a speaker or whatever, all military related. And, he did that. I appreciate him. And for all I know, he's listening right now. So thanks a lot there, Toby. We appreciate that, and thank you very much. And, folks, that's the brand-new song. I don't know when they're going to release it, but that's the preliminary, if you will, of what's going on. So to the weather we go, Mr. Kyle, and I'm going to read the statement and turn it over to you. You know, folks, if you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes and maybe it'll change, huh? So a low-pressure system is shifting north. Just off New England, it'll bring some heavy snow to northern New York State and Vermont and possibly ice into interior New England on Thursday. Now, localized flooding is possible across coastal New England where rainfall continues along with snow melts and ice jams will continue as the rivers are going to rise. Now, elevated to critical fire weather conditions will continue across much of the Great Plains. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, we do have a pretty quiet weather map out in the west areas tonight. Exactly.
Lucky you.
We do have a fire weather warnings, though, in the northern part of Montana. This is going to be north of Helena, but will encompass the Great Falls area all the way up to the Blackfeet Indian Reservation and all the way over to the North Dakota line as well. It actually extends past that. And then also down in southeastern Colorado, this is going to be east of I-25 near Trinidad, or east of Trinidad, I should say. You've got a fire weather warning in the lower corner of the state there. And then also a fire weather warning tonight in the southeast corner of Arizona and the Tucson area coming across I-10, also Interstate 19 as well. The good news is, at least for Southern California, the big gusty winds came and went on Wednesday, and we don't have any wind advisories, really of anything to speak of on the map tonight, Captain, out west.
Well, folks, I'm going to start out with Florida because enjoy it while you can. We've got a little bit of wind along the Gulf and along the east coast of the Atlantic Ocean over there. But today will be the last nice, comfortable day for everybody. Starting Thursday night, okay, into Friday morning, the low will be around 49 degrees in the Tampa area. It'll be colder than that to the north. There could be some temperatures further up north in Florida in the 30s. In the meantime, come Saturday, the high will be about 75 degrees. Well, wait a minute. I'll go back with Friday. Friday, the high will be about 69 degrees. The low Friday night into Saturday, around 49 degrees. Colder again to the north. Winds out of the northeast would gust up to 16. And then Saturday will be the first day it warms back up into the middle 70, 75. Low 55 Saturday night. Sunday night 57. And then it'll start to warm up again. The temperatures will be back up in the 80s probably until Tuesday. And then it'll start picking up again a little bit more. Because we've had some temperatures near 90 degrees down here in the last several days, Kyle.
No, that's exactly right, yes.
Now, let me tell everybody about northern Pennsylvania and New York State all the way to the Canadian border. You are going to be getting snow from about the central part of Pennsylvania, up U.S. 15, north of Williamsport, up towards Rochester, certainly central New York, certainly Binghamton, certainly over towards Oneonta, over towards up straight towards Utica, and then right up through Old Forge and Tupper Lake, and Saranac Lake. There will be a winter storm warning in the middle of the Adirondacks where they could get 10 inches or more of snow over the next 24 hours. That'll also be up in the northern part of Vermont and right to the Canadian border. Fortunately, it will not be in western New York. It will not be in eastern New York, although there might be some snow flurries. Now, in the meantime, there's still some rain and still some flooding going on in the northern part of Maine. It's been there for the past two or three days, still going on. So Caribou, North Presque Isle, you're going to have that type of weather. Coming on down into the central part of the United States, cold temperatures as well as some flooding going on because of what's been going on there with the ice jams and all that stuff. But Missouri, about two-thirds of Missouri, is going to be under a freeze warning. Over into Illinois, southern part of Illinois, freeze warning with some flooding down in the southern end of Illinois, which also goes right down the Mississippi River, I might add, all the way down into Mississippi in the northeastern part of Arkansas. And then coming over into Kentucky, freeze warning there. It also goes up into West Virginia, southern part of Ohio, southern part of Indiana. Tennessee tonight is going to be really cool. Frost warnings in North Carolina, South Carolina, the northern part of Georgia, northern part of Alabama, about half of Mississippi, most of Arkansas, and the temperatures are just going to drop down tomorrow night for everybody. So there you go. But that's what we got in the way of weather, Kyle, and if you don't like the weather, it'll probably change and things will do whatever they're going to do because, after all, it is the weather.
Well, exactly right, and it is subject to change.
And don't forget, folks, to check out your Pilot and Flying J truck stop. You get in there, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, tell them the captain sent you. Don't forget to join the Drivers Club. And for you RVers that are listening, I can't emphasize enough that the RVers, they've got an RV club. Get in there, join it, take advantage of all the things they have for that, including getting in the Flying J fuel program, where the more you buy, the cheaper it is. All right, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after the news that's coming up right after this.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.